This nation that I live in is unforgiving, it's prison, and it's never getting better as long as senators and the senators sinning with the intention of a fatter pension. We're on the brink of war and these bastards ain't even sweating. They'd rather argue about filibusters than pay attention. Even at the last minute when the nukes ascended, I was screaming through a bullhorn past the troops presenting their arms, till we felt the rumble of nuclear bombs. The guards started busting into the crowd without regard. It felt like bee stings, and then I saw through the fog that the canine unit pulled up with the dogs. I felt warm blood running while I was praying to God. When I fell back, the sky turned from night into dawn. It's like a mushroom cloud raised up from my palm. Then I opened up my eyes, mind playing a con. I was sweating bullets in my bed playing this song. They say the truth will set you free, and speaking to get you locked. So the only freedom is death, and I'm dying cause of rap shit. This nation that I live in is ravenous. This nation that I live in is the orphan baby of a Native American. This nation that I live in is unforgiving, it's prison. Ask somebody in the system to tell you to listen. Don't believe everything that you see up in your vision. It's people on a mission to take what it is you're given. Forget it, it's ending. 120 shots from Spats. The cops are the real danger my people live in. They did it to win and said that he was resisting. Guilt before innocence is just the nature of the system, especially if your skin is naturally darker. And I ain't talking about no wannabe niggas like Bob Barker, cause niggas don't wanna be niggas, but everybody wanna be niggas. But don't put the shit that comes with it, the negative image that the media says the people is lethal like apathy. So I'm clapping it with my easel and brush, painting a picture so easy to touch, but at the same time too easy to change and corrupt. So I have to apologize to Reverend Martin Luther King, cause revolution never was a part of his dream. The ghost of Malcolm came to me and spoke in a dream, hoping to change since the day that he was smoked. And he sang, he said the truth will set you free, and speaking to get you locked. So the only freedom is death, and you're dying cause of rap shit. This nation that you live in is ravenous. This nation that you live in is the orphan baby of a Native American. This nation that you live in is unforgiving, it's prison. Ask somebody in the system to tell you to listen. Don't believe everything that you see up in your vision. There's people on the mission to take what it is you're given. The beast of my vision is living and thriving in the Senate. Some people thought it was Bush, but his atrocities are many compared to this demon that hasn't even been elected. The Antichrist is in session. Come 2011, the millennium was supposed to be the beginning of Armageddon. 9/11 was the first swing of the sword to send a message. My nigga, listen, you kill me, but you can't kill all of us, motherfucker. Fuck y'all, to my fucking death.
Just a dream.
A string of just a dream. Explosions in Iraq, three car bombings in Baghdad, including one at an Iraqi police station.
The fuck is this on TV?
On a neighborhood street as a U.S. military convoy was passing by.
Shit.
Several Iraqi civilians were injured. Elsewhere in Tikrit, another car bombing.
Fucking
and at
Bush.
A recruitment center in Kirkuk, a man strapped with explosives slipped past security and blew himself
God
up.
Damn it.
Violence is just the latest in a surge of attacks since Iraq's first democratically elected government.
What the fuck else is on TV?